This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Say hey, everybody ever see my balls are big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Oh, suck on my chocolate salty balls. Stick put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salty balls.
They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. Now suck on my balls.
God dang it.
Where did that come from?
What?
South Park.
Oh, that's what I thought. I thought.
You don't watch cartoons?
I do, but I was just wondering.
How dare you?
I had deja vu.
The great Isaac Hayes.
Yes.
How dare you be an adult who does not watch cartoons? Damn you.
Hey, I work for that station.
I know what you're saying with that. It's like one of talking about Comic-Con was, it's Greenville this weekend. And then, the other reason I'm even saying this, Jeff Hardy will be on with us at a little after 9 o'clock this morning to talk about not only just Comic-Con, SC Comic-Con, but also, you know, he's a musician as well. And
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask me the name. That's going to be, Fatboy, if you actually said it first. If you want to claim that, just say, hey, big fan. If I wanted to tell someone the name of your band, how would one pronounce it? I think that's a fair question. In this day of reading everything on the internet but not verbally hearing words, like my mom, LOL was,
love.
Lots of love.
Yep.
So when her friend's husband died, she posted on Facebook, sorry to hear about Harold, LOL. True story. True story. Like my daughter called Belle's Ding-a-Lings when she was a kid, and we were at Disney World. And
you said it like it was a condition.
No,
like Belle's palsy.
Well, it's just a. I see what you're saying.
Oh my god!
And,
it gets better.
My daughter's like 4 or 5 years old.
She didn't know
Disney, and you know, my mama or my daughter's mama's mama. Hey, Barbara. She collected Belle's, so we'd get her one. We go on vacation and. The waitress comes up and says to my daughter, who again, 3, 4, 5, something like that. I think actually 4. What's wrong, little girl? My daddy won't let me play with his ding-a-ling.
Daddy.
At Disney, of all places.
Daddy.
Check, please.
Of all places.
Daddy, how could you?
It's like the first time I've ever seen an Imagineer or whatever. I don't know if they call the servers there Imagineers too, but the first one I've ever seen a frown at Disney, like there was some kind of code they needed
in
to call.
Horror.
Sir, I'm going to give you a head start on the police. 10 minutes.
Code Darth Vader. Code Darth Vader. Code Darth Vader.
Attention, team, we have a swing sniffer on table 6.
No, it's what we call bells. Yeah, we've heard that one before. Code Darth Vader.
What
Princess
the heck?
Leia. Darth Vader.
Oh. Can I address a couple texts real quick? Because it's kind of pissing me off.
Oh, man.
Why?
The hot down syndrome chick ain't AI. It's real.
I questioned it too. I also questioned the And
Kentucky fan would not lie.
As adults, we can discuss things like this because adults, we're still learning on this stuff. The young people, yeah, I ain't going to argue it with you because you're probably right. But wild game that...
I know what you're talking about. It was a tiger.
A tiger that had Down syndrome. And I also claimed that could have been AI until... Like Animal Planet or somebody did a documentary about animals with Down syndrome. And I wasn't making fun. I just did not know that before. I thought it was some kind of Snapchat filter, which damn the person that would make that.
Yeah, really.
That's weird. But
why would that be a filter?
It's like... It's like you're almost saying, well, someone who has that condition can't be in great shape? Like, what?
I'm going to tweet it at Fatboy93.
Not you saying that. I mean, like, maybe other people saying that. Like, God, I mean, she has Down syndrome, and she's yoga, fitness instructor or whatever?
God, it's like, would you feel bad about, I don't know.
I've known, close to or whatever, two folks before. And, man, there was nothing, like, it was nothing about, like, smarts. I mean, they were, in fact... Like, really good. One of them, like, really good as far as, you know.
Yeah. We've had this before, like, not to this degree.
I've never had it.
Well, you know, we had people talk about dating handicapped people.
Yeah.
One guy's like, she's in a wheelchair. Do I feel bad about dating
her? That was a TNC that time.
Yeah.
Because he kept saying she was always wanting to FaceTime, but she was always sitting at a desk and never walking around her house. And it turns out, well, there's a reason for that.
And good looking as hell.
She was in a wheelchair.
Bless her.
He said she was hot.
Yeah, but you got to say that at the beginning. They had been, like, talking forever. It's like, if you think that's going to keep the relationship from going, then tell them at the beginning. Don't get hurt long down the road.
God, I wish we could hear from that guy.
I think.
And remember the other girl, she called in because her husband was about to be disabled. And she wasn't going to stick around for it.
And then one of them got mad because you were playing Roll On by Alabama in the background, and they heard it.
I didn't think she could hear it.
Doing. Not nice.
Yeah.
One slip of the button, guys.
The boy.
So,
can be a little jerkish.
I need stuff to work here.
You need stuff to work
here. I'm like, I'm counting on that button to work so when I press it, nobody can hear, you know, what I'm playing in the background.
Well, yeah. And also, like, there is some kind of Fatboy complains about it, but I saw it earlier today that, you know, buttons, you're familiar with them.
Yep.
Everyone listening, you know, not buttons on your shirt, but like buttons on a keyboard or a big old radio. What is that even called? A panel?
Some people call it a console. Some call it a board.
Yeah. So the button on there, like, you know, button on any machine, a copy or whatever, like, they get set. Probably all the residue, the piss particles on the fingers that are touching the buttons, all these various things, dust and stuff, get in there. And it if they don't get that bottled air or whatever the hell.
All can of air, yeah. You got to have it.
Well, you probably get it and huff it, knowing you. The way you like sniff it. I've noticed this week you've cut back since we started berating you about sniffing water or hand sanitizer more. That you're
you can't really get anything
kind of like
off
a,
it.
A weak ass drug addict.
I just realized it's 70% alcohol, but it's so low that
that's
you can't.
It. Just like friggin' mouthwash.
Yeah, I think I've hit it too much already because it's still there, but I feel like, you know, I've huffed out all of the, like, killer
does
whatever.
Serious question, does that sanitize your nostrils as well?
Does you know
that,
what?
Does
I think
that
it
do
might.
Anything for that? Yeah.
Now, sanitizer is a big myth during COVID. They like you to think that it's as strong as washing your hands, but it ain't.
What was it? It's like the guy who took over for Fauci. You imagine?
Just to say.
You like, oh, I'm the new Fauci. You strut in there and they're like, hey, guess what? We're transferring you to Alaska.
Well,
you go to Alaska or like Tombstone, Arizona. That's where you get.
Wouldn't it be aggravating to be new Fauci? And evidently, everybody else knows how to do your job better than you. Like they're an expert, but you aren't.
Yeah, well.
So they tell you, you know, how you suck. And
so was old the Fauci of my childhood, was that C. Everett Koop? Or not C. Everett Koop. Was that who it was?
No, he was the Surgeon General. Fauci was the chief immunologist, right?
So I don't think they had that when I was in school.
It might have been Fauci, actually. I think he had that job.
Immunologist?
Yeah, they were different.
Immunologist. Well, see Everett Koop, though. I remember.
He was the Surgeon General.
It was whatever the year was. I remember I learned Tip O'Neill, a Speaker of the House. And I remember C. Everett Koop, because he looks like the beard of knowledge on Pawn Stars.
He was a scary looking guy.
Yeah, he looked like a Billy Goat Man, like like a real person, not an SNL sketch.
He was the former, Fauci was a former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
It's like when you show a young person like video of Biden back when he was like,
Hunter?
No, you don't show them no Hunter Biden videos, not the kids. You show.
Seen the picture of him walking around naked with a gun?
I'm just like him. I have a stolen laptop too from Greenville County Schools.
You too, huh?
Make sure you got the power cord to it. It's going to be World War III.
Dude, I know. Like, the power cord allegedly is worth more than the laptop itself. No, like, man, God, like, bless, man.
You will not graduate until you turn in your power cord.
Oh, man.
I can't walk. Will you imagine telling people that? I couldn't graduate because of my laptop. I couldn't turn it back in. I was missing a power cord.
Well, that was, wasn't that, they wouldn't let somebody graduate because they had, not, it wasn't like library fees. It was some kind of fee.
Any kind of balance, you can't.
And they were like, well, you have the grades to graduate, but you owe us whatever you would owe schools money for.
Some people would have huge lunch bills, like in the hundreds of dollars.
In school.
Wow. Yeah. Was school. It you?
No. We didn't, like back then, you had to have cash to actually buy stuff.
Did you ever get free meals at school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did when I went to elementary school. When I still lived at Poe Mill.
Then they started the ticket. You had to have a blue ticket to get lunch.
And
I was never a canteen guy, so okay. I get tickets from people.
Same with me. Did you feel as though it was a way to let everyone know that you were second class?
Kind of felt like it.
Dude, me too. I would palm that thing when I would hand it to the lady.
But I would get double lunch because really? I got people's blue tickets.
Double pizza, yeah.
And if you go to a smaller school, like, they cook better. I can't explain what it is.
I had a fool that would trade. I would trade my pudding to him for his whole freaking rectangle pizza.
Oh, that rectangle for a pizza was so good.
Were you knocking off the special ed classes?
No, man. I would never.
Why are you lunch trading with the wrong people?
Because you just find things they like, you don't like, you switcheroo and get it up.
Yeah, there's better food here than there was in California, for sure.
I'll trade you this
for. Our breakfast was a peanut butter and honey sandwich. Woo. Welcome to diabetes.
We got good breakfast food. Sausage dogs, French toast sticks.
Never had that.
Frosted flakes.
Never had that.
And strawberry milk if you wanted that.
Matter of fact, I don't even know if there was a breakfast option my first couple of years of school.
I knew the janitor. We would go in after school and eat all the cookies.
Dude.
I can say your name, Wesley Posey, because you're not
dude,
a janitor anymore.
Dude, I was about to say
anymore.
Mine. I don't know his last name, but his first name was Claude.
I remember.
It wasn't Balls. Don't say it.
At Hainsworth, they gave us
like, cheese. You knew the janitor. Like, what's up, Mr. Claude?
What's up,
like,
Posey? Let's get
now
some cookies.
Now it's like they tell them probably, like, don't talk to the kids. Stare at them in the bucket. Don't talk to the kids. Don't look at them.
Stay away from the girls. They get creeped out.
My mailman's name, Charlie the Mailman. Like, I mean.
Our janitor, Stan, had a hook.
What happened?
No, it was Steve. Steve had a hook in elementary school.
A hook?
Like a hook
yeah.
hand?
Yeah, he had a hook hand.
Good bullshit. Oh, crap.
Like no, I swear to God.
Did he dress
like... If you went to East End in the early 90s, that you is... know Steve with a hook hand. And he was great.
He cooked?
No, he was
a
janitor.
Yellow rain
oh,
jacket.
Janitor. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh,
okay. And then he was like...
Scream.
Like, he was kind of off-putting until you got to talk to him. It was pretty cool.
Well, pardon
that's
me.
Cool that he was able to do things.
I know what you
hook.
Did last summer. That was the movie.
Yeah,
was
no, it. I didn't mean it that way. Two, but I mean two to different like, conversations. Pick up garbage. And
I'm having one with myself. Y'all two are still talking over there. I don't know if you noticed that just then. I literally asked myself a question and answered it.
I was fascinated by this man with no hand.
Do people know what happened to Steve, the hook hand?
Did he have the other hand, though?
Yeah, he had the other hand.
Did you ever accidentally try to shake his hook?
Nope.
Okay.
Paige just said he was picking up garbage with it.
I was just impressed
I bet he could noodle
he could
fish
that.
Like hell.
I hope he didn't try to wipe with it.
Vacuum with a hook Ouch. Is hard to do. I'm
yeah, but you could fish that way easy.
People didn't fish like that in the 90s.
No, they didn't.
They didn't noodle. And right. If you said you did, you're a liar because you didn't talk about it.
No, because there was no reality shows to teach it to you. We'll get to your calls. Sorry if you're on hold. 1-800-774-0093. Or if you decide to hang up, you can text us on that same number and tell us to quit talking and take calls. 1-800-774-0093.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Fatboy, just to let you know, there's several on the text who saw whatever you were referring to and thought the same thing, that it was AI.
Well, I retweeted it, re-exited at Fatboy933, so you can tell me. There's no way it's AI. And even if it was, I mean, it still, you know, that kind of begs the question. What if, you know, somebody looked like that?
Why does it beg the question that someone, I mean, this is, so you're not in the dark about this, those of you listening. Are you Vail?
Hello?
That someone who has Downs can't, like, work out and get in good shape. I mean, that's why is that a thought?
Not even that. It's just like if you get with that person, you kind of like feel bad about doing it. Say it's not even the Downs thing.
What that's if there's a like misnomer.
What if there's like a mental handicap?
Okay, so that's better. Yeah, I was going to say there's a big misnomer because, again, I know. I'd call him a friend. I mean, an acquaintance from over the years. Two that had Downs. One was not, though. It was a different condition. That's similar to that, but I guess a dash of what's the other one? I don't know. I'm not prognosticating about something.
They come together, right? There's like a bit of a mental condition with the physical feature. I would assume so, right?
I don't know. It's kind of like this is weird to talk about. But
I just don't like
it's
how
just like with rather than to call names and such. Remember the show The Little Johnsons that we would watch. Like, so folks like that would star in that show, was it seven?
Seven Little Johnsons?
I couldn't remember if it was...
Sounds like Paige's weekend calendar.
No.
Little?
Hers is 8 plus 8.
Eight with at least 8.
I just ate Kate, is what hers says.
But to be honest and fair...
She's into men.
Honest and fair, every man thinks they have a huge one.
Well, who said anything about that?
I'm just...
We were talking about women with Down syndrome working out and becoming fitness instructors. And that's not out of the... I mean, we have to be honest. If you see that, it kind of like... It's not just like seeing another fitness instructor. You just like, oh. I don't say how...
I don't like the leap. Everybody says, well, it's AI. It's AI.
That's just where we are.
It's like where people pile on.
That's just that. Then that's what sucks about AI. Yeah. Some of it's like really cool, but a lot of it is just going to be used for propagandizing. Yeah. Like, it really is. Already is. Probably has been longer than we even know. You think the world got together and said, guys, we have AI now. Let's give it to them. Let's give it to them for free.
No.
Now, granted, most of them you get a trial on, but that's everything. You get a free trial on Pornhub. You get a free trial on Prize Picks.
Yeah. Use code word Planet, $5 when you play your first 50. 50 when you play your first five.
Yeah, either way, your choice.
I just wish you got an honest sample of feedback, but you never get it in anything.
Because the honesty, you'll have good people out there, but they will say, no, I'm just being as real with you as I can be. No, when I saw that fitness instructor with nice thighs and a big booty and big, what's your favorite word for boobies, Paige, other than boobs? Knockers.
Meat flaps.
Hooters. Honkers.
Sweater meat. Front bags.
Breast.
Oh, I can pick a good one. A fun one.
Sorry, ass. Fat boy, you answer that question.
Sweater
actually,
meat.
Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Jack's, Jugs,
fun bags.
You can't
say that you looked at her and did not realize that she had that condition. Not that you should judge her, but to... I couldn't tell. To act...
I really couldn't.
Fat boy.
I
now,
thought
please
she was,
don't argue.
I'm being
that.
Real as rain right now, honestly.
Really?
I thought she was a different race and not like.
Okay, so it was presented as. Yeah, that was
you
good
can,
point.
You can have a look like that and you may not be.
What I was going to say about the Little Johnsons is like there's a look to. They all have a similar.
Big forehead. Like you could tell.
And
usually.
A big butt.
Some kind of dysplasia like going
yeah.
on, you could tell.
It's just what it is. It's not making fun of. It's just like with the other thing. Like, you know, I'm not going to completely judge a fitness instructor or even think less than them. I actually, to me, I'm like, I'm going to cheer more for you than I am a normie or whatever it's cool to call just.
Some fat ass.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, look at you. Overcame that and still did that and whatever. But for people to say, no. It's like when they people who say, I don't see color, well, then you're blind. It's not that you judge the color of the skin or the sexuality or the gender.
This would be the first thing you
notice.
But
you act like you don't see it. You're being trying to be holier than thou. You're trying
it's
to
condescending.
Be, it absolutely is.
Disingenuous.
It's like
don't
the way see color.
Insurance companies exposed, and whether cops still do it or not, it's whatever. But they used to say that cops, for whatever reason, pulled over red cars more than they did other ones. It was just some conditioning that red, blah,
insurance
blah,
companies
whatever.
Too.
I mean, they're the ones who said it.
I hear that all the time. And what I do when people say that you can't match my skin, well, why can't I? I can match any color. Color is color.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but except white ain't. Well, like, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I am.
I mean, you would.
This is white. This paper is white. Right. I'm Caucasian.
But you can see
I don't even know what that means.
You can see what makeup looks good on people. It's like, well, I'm not going to put it like something completely.
I am the wrong person to refer to when it comes to races because I don't know. All right, to me, like, there are only a few races. Black, white, and, well, here's where I even confuse myself. Like, Italians will say,
oh,
like, you're not a race.
We talked about that.
Italian is not a race.
There's no such thing as pure race.
But we have a...
I don't think Jewish is
ever,
a race.
Even in Europe.
It's not. Fatboy and I have a mutual friend who, he says it kind of in a... Again, it goes back to is the taco a sandwich? He says to us that he's Italian and he's not white. But he says, you know, I'm not going to do an impression of him. He's like, I got an olive complexion. And I'm like, well,
I'm like,
I don't have a white one either. I'm kind of like...
Like, I don't feel like he does. He
I'm
likes to think
like
he does.
I'm kind of like a taupe. I don't know. Am I khaki?
Extremely.
You're seersucker. Something rhymes with that. How about that?
I'm very
Man,
pale.
It's just like so much random thoughts going through my head right now.
Spill it.
Stuff that I've noticed throughout the week.
Spill it.
How about if somebody's going through something publicly on Facebook? You don't all pile on because, you know, you hate the person or the way they did their job. Because that's all the comments are.
Like an athlete or something?
Or, you know, a local local figure, public figure.
Oh. Sheriff?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh,
honestly,
gosh.
That's what it is, yeah. So you pile on because you don't like the guy or don't like the way he did his job. It's like that's all the comments are. Except for Looper. Looper's, you know, compassionate for people going through things.
Looper is like...
He's a nice guy.
Father Teresa,
he
if
really
I
is.
Could call him that. Father Teresa. That's your new name, Looper. Father Teresa.
He's like a Korean Father Teresa.
Yes. He's like...
So what is Looper? Looper's, well, there again, like I'm contradicting myself. He's a white guy, but he's Korean. So he's white. Korean's not a race.
Again, it goes the best trendy one now to say is Elon Musk is an African American.
He really is.
Because by definition, he is.
He is. Because he was born in
Africa. And he is now dual suited citizenship. That's tough to say. Go ahead.
Dual citizen.
Kiss my ass. Okay. Page.
Dual citizenship.
Of all people. Okay.
Dual citizenship.
Dual citizenship.
Dual.
All. Dual citizenship.
Change your all.
Hulk Hogan.
I got dual citizenship when I got my all changed.
By Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
Hogan.
Paige, speaking of Hulk Hogan, Jeff Hardy later. It'll be on Jeff Hardy at 9 o'clock. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about...
Paige.
She talked and burped at the same time.
She really did.
I'm so good at burping and talking at the same time.
Yeah.
I have poor manners. I'm disgusting.
I think you had a beef stick for breakfast, too.
Yeah, okay.
The Jack Link's extra large smelled like. I wouldn't know.
Now, that would never be me.
I'd have turkey jerky.
Don't eat cows.
I had a powdered chili. 5 minutes ago, I asked her what she was working on the Plex.
Yeah. I couldn't because someone was spouting. We got to talk about poor Kanye.
He's
lost another woman.
Wow.
You're not trapping me.
What a transition we're going to go from talking about what we just talked about to talking about that. Okay.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
I'm Paige. Hey. We begin with headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric and our topic with Kanye and his soon-to-be ex-wife, perhaps.
Perhaps.
He was posing with a mystery woman in matching KKK hoods after...
Oh, was it Gloria from California?
That mystery. I don't know. Bianca Censori.
Mystery anonymous woman.
And he released a new song where he claims his wife, Bianca, left him after first trying to have him committed.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it.
This I don't is, think we're having
flashing lights. So well, that's good. I mean, we all miss old Kanye.
She's
not even just the mental version, but the music.
Tired of walking around naked.
That's what it was. She's like, look, yay.
Stop exploiting.
Yeah, but now she waited. She went through all wintertime naked. And now when it gets warm, it was like 69 when I drove into work in the morning at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, and now she's like, oh, I'm tired of being naked.
Imagine, like, you know, her dad obviously.
Being funny with that, I hope, when I say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
her
see
dad
where,
was not
where
a fan.
You're going with that.
How well, like, every time you imagine?
Yeah. Oh. Every time he'd see his kid, like, you know, she's butt naked AF.
Especially the one where he kept looking at her like she was looking at him like, I don't want to take off this fur coat and be naked. He'd looking at her like the way Dolomite would look at some bitches. Like, you know, he don't have to say a word. He just gives her that look, and she just drops trowel or whatever, yep. And it's like, man, that's...
See, what the...
I've practiced that
this?
Look.
Does even if
work.
I had a son only. Well, yesterday I thought I had a son, but, you know, if I just had a son, I'd still feel the same way.
That's so, disturbing.
I like
looking at it.
High-waisted freaking whatever. What is that called?
I'm talking about the picture next to it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I always look at her naked pictures. I'm not complaining, but I can see how her dad would not be a fan.
That is bad.
Unless he's like, look what I've created, world. You're welcome.
You know, so it's... Oh, I didn't tell you two days ago, and somebody that I know, they were fine with it. They're like, you know, you still follow Kanye on X? I'm like, yeah, I know that. Following somebody that is not an endorsement. I mean, it's not. Because if that's the case, Trump would lose half his followers because most of them, you read the comments, hate him. But yet they follow him.
It kind of is, though, right? Like, yes. A mini endorsement.
Well, let me publicly say that I'm not endorsing Kanye West when I follow him on X. And I'm not going to unfollow him because I want to hope in my heart that he's got like a deeper message with what he's doing. Because part of it is moving history out, lets it, I'm paraphrasing, you know, erasing history where you're bound to repeat it. So if you don't see those images of, you know, I'm not the person to argue that. I'm just saying we'll brand it like this. When you see a swastika, it's like something goes off in the mind.
Right.
Like when you see that, because of the way it's positioned, something is instantly communicated, right?
Uh-huh.
It's scary.
You're not going to change.
Or
that.
Some, you know. But if you, why can there be museums that... Some would even say exploit the past of these heinous things that happened, but have a museum that charged $27, $28, $29 to go in with those same things on display.
Yeah, you could
I get it.
Profit from
it. I'm just...
But I understand what you're saying.
Look at television now. Murder mysteries, Dateline. Like, if the world went safe and no murder, the media would fall apart. Down deep, they want it. It's like doctors saying, God, we really hope we get a cure for cancer. Down deep, you don't.
But
like,
you don't
want there to be a cure.
You're
for
not going
to
believe the atrocities of what happened with the whole thing with World War II unless you see it. You're not going to believe that really happened.
We're
unless
agreeing.
You, unless, no, I'm just saying, why would you want to go to a museum like that? I want to go to a museum I probably wouldn't want to, but... Just to see people want to be educated and to see what it was really like that they really did that to people. And
well,
that's
I don't
why
think Universal should make concentration camp the ride or anything.
That's why you go to the Titanic in Sevierville, see if your person has survived.
Or Noah's Ark in Kentucky.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you don't want an immersive experience, but like.
No, but you want to see
think
and
about
read
this.
Well,
that
the truth.
That day we compared notes. I'm 7, 8 years older than Fat Boy. Both schooled here. Paige, you're schooled West Coast, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking one day about U.S. history that we're taught, and yours was not the same as ours.
No,
and that is freaking weird. And so,
that
like...
is odd.
But certain parts of history is left out of different curriculum. That's where I will stand with Trump and say that we need a unified education system. People from West Coast should not be taught American history that we're not, and vice versa.
Well, it's American history. You should know every part about America. Yep. The Gold Rush. You should know about what happened in the South. Mm-hmm. You should know about, you know, when the North and South were fighting with each other.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. When they were fighting.
Let's go back to the 1820s where they were fighting over slavery. It began way before the Civil War. I mean, if you would know that there are states that wanted to separate, that's not taught.
That I have a friend who has probably as many college degrees as you do, Paige.
I thought you said Down syndrome.
I'm sorry.
And she does not. And has three college degrees. And, you know, he said that he did not know, and I'm not some, obviously, rocket scientist, that I've looked into it, read up on it. Like, he did not know that the North used Irish and German soldiers in the Civil War for their side. Did not know it.
Yeah.
Did not watch Gangs of New York?
Well, again, we watch so that's the big, that's the other thing. When we watch movies, we either accept them as the narrative, like meaning historical narrative, or we look at it as, okay, this is their approach to it. Like, could a white supremacist go make a movie about concentration camps, about the Holocaust? No. But a Jew can.
But see, slavery was considered in England years, years, years ago.
It was called indentured servants.
Piracy. They got rid of slavery way before the U.S. did.
But they would sell citizens as indentured servants, which is the same thing. It's like what butlers were. They lived within the home, and many of them could leave, but most of them could not.
They used the Irish, my people.
Lurch!
The difference was agriculture, because we needed people to work on.
No, their men were making money and had industry, and
there
they
wasn't
didn't
any industry.
Well, so that's the weird thing is the North lost their textile industry to us, so we did get that part. But
we lost it in Mexico.
Their men, right? But their men were like, no, we have trades now, we have jobs, we have businesses. I'm not going to go to this fight in this war. Mm-hmm. So then they were given acres of land to people from other countries to come fight in an American war. And it's billed all these years as North versus South. North versus South.
And fur.
I hate that about history, man.
And you know.
Fur burgers.
You want to trade some fur?
What we had here that we would ship. It's just wild.
Yeah, there were no good. Cotton. There were no good goods back then.
Good goods?
Like nothing good like today. Thank God for capitalism and materialism. Not like back then where you got a pelt and, like, you know, a rock.
Yeah. Like, you're sitting there, like, trading, like, hey, man, I need some lumber. I'm going to cut your trees down. You got any beads you want to trade?
Like, you got something I can get?
Some beads? Like, they started friendship bracelets. It wasn't Swifties.
What I was getting to is in 1820 was in the Missouri Compromise where Missouri admitted was a slave state in Maine and how it was split. I mean, it didn't happen later on.
Right.
It happened earlier.
Yeah.
Where it was split. And then finally it ended up in the Civil War.
I tell you a fun road to go down there. About 75% of you be bored, but look up the true history of the War of 1812 and spend that for your weekend. That's a mind blower right there. The War of 1812. You don't know anything about it, do you? Like, be honest.
Not really.
I know. But you know the War of 1812, right?
I've heard of it.
Okay,
exactly. But I have a GED, so.
Well, that don't matter. It's one of those things where, oh, yeah, the War of 1812. We don't know what it was about. Go look up Washington, D.C. in 1812. Crazy stuff.
So the Missouri Compromise
No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing. I swear to God, I'm messing.
That's important to South Carolina because the Missouri Compromise, Missouri was a slave state.
Yeah.
And then Maine wanted to be a non-slave state, so they would let that happen. And then the whole thing, Louisiana was neutral.
Are you saying the state Maine or a Mexican saying man?
Maine, the state.
I thought she was talking about Gucci. All right. Thank you, Paige. He's from Georgia, right? Gucci Mane?
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's older than you think he is.
ATL represent. Well, he looks it. Birdman is like 84. We will take a break when we come back. We played you the tease earlier. I don't know if we have the time to do it now.
And I asked these stupid sons of motherfucking whores why they gave away my tables, and they say because somebody has to be with the table at all times. You can't leave the table. And I'm like, what the f***, you stupid sons of bitches? Did you want me to sh** my pants?
Two options here. either a fancy, expensive restaurant or a jockey lot.
Oh, that's a good guess on one of them.
I say restaurant.
Well, I don't. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.